Blog Talk Radio.
On another beautiful night in downtown Pacific Beach, I'm David Chamberlain, and this is Because Wrestling, where we talk everything about wrestling that I think is important or what I care about in wrestling. There's always a lot to do and care about wrestling. If you're listening live for some odd reason to this half an hour podcast, the phone number to call is 319-527-6742. If you want to email us at becausewrestling8@gmail.com, and I need to check my emails. I haven't done it in a while because not a lot of stuff going on there. And you can follow us on Twitter at becausewrestling1. We have tons to talk about. Now, before I get to that, we have one thing to talk about business next week. We're not sure when we're going to do the show for next week, because we are busy as hell this time of year. We are going to do shows every Wednesday. That's the plan. But next week, the U.S. soccer team is going to be playing Honduras on TV. I am the president of the supporters group in San Diego, so I will be hosting an event for that. Sunday's the NFL. I don't know if I'll do it Thursday. I might do it Thursday. Not sure yet, but I will tweet it out. We might do it Tuesday. I also teach. I got that going on. Basically, there's about 1,000 things going on in my life right now. All my free time is now gone, but next week is uncertain, but the rest of the Wednesdays will be covered because I enjoy doing this. How many people listen? Not many, but sometimes it's good for your soul to do what you love to do, and that's what I'm doing. All right. On that kind of life note, we continue and shout out to Tom Phillips, one of my friends who had a heart attack Monday. He's doing good. He's home, recuperating well. We're hoping for love and everything gets good with him, and I'll be at O'Brien soon with him and a beer soon. All right. So, it's so much fun. Here. But first, we got to talk about what, to me, I remember me and my friend. I got to start with this rant first. I don't get it. I don't understand. Maybe I'm not smart enough. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm just not smart enough. They broke NXT. I didn't think they'd break NXT. I had faith in Triple H and Shawn Michaels. And the Road Dog, Jesse James. But I didn't think they'd break NXT. You know, they had a great product. They were developing talent. They were showing takeovers. There were five-guard shows that just rocked the frickin' house every time. I thought takeovers as a whole, from when they got going, from once they left, there were some good takeovers when they were at the Full Sail University. Once they started hitting the arenas and they were doing full shows with sold-out crowds in Brooklyn, and I went to the one in Phoenix, which was fabulous. The ones in Brooklyn were unbelievable. The ones in New Orleans were awesome. They just the best shows and a great product, and it was an hour every week. I'm going to do my Jim Cornette, I guess. An hour every week, and they taped the shows, and they were fun, and they were all setting up TakeOver. That's all I watched TakeOver for. I mean, all I watched NXT for was to get ready for TakeOvers, because I knew TakeOvers were going to tear the damn house down. Well, I don't know what happened. It seems like, you don't know, Vince McMahon's an odd person, but it seems like they're blaming Triple H for losing to NXT, the AEW, I guess. But basically, they're taking everything away from him. They don't want to recruit the indies anymore. They want only big people, only people that look like the main events. They don't like the product that's coming up. one of the, you know, they say they get these new guys from NXT and they try to beat the NXT what they learned down there out of them. News rumors today are that, and this is trending, rest in peace NXT, Vince McMahon and Bruce Pritchard are taking over NXT, which is great pun for it, but they're taking over. It's just, you know, I don't get it. I just don't have the mindset, I guess. I don't understand the thought process. I don't understand what's not broken. You have to fix it. I don't understand in life, I guess, when I see this happen. But I don't know if it's ego or just he thinks he can do a better job or just because Vince McMahon's freaking crazy and a workaholic and he won't, that he's taking over NXT. They've changed the logo, it looks like. They've already showed that on the Tuesday show. It's just sad. I don't know if I'm going to watch NXT. I don't. I'm going to give it a chance because that's what I do. I'd like to see, you know, because, like I said, I watch NXT for the takeovers. I don't watch Raw, and I don't watch SmackDown. I watch the pay-per-views. I listen to the news. That's how I get my stuff for WWE. That's, I mean, I don't have time, so NXT was the best thing going. I thought they were just great, and then they, I don't know what happened. So we're going to see what happens with it. Now, this may turn into an AEW report or just a wrestling general report. I enjoy watching my NXT and TakeOver. Thank God they're not on TakeOver. NXT and AEW, and I enjoy them not being on the same night. I just can't fathom why they did this. If I had the money, and I don't, trust me, I really don't, unless I win the lot of the mile, which would be really awesome. That reminds me, I have to check my numbers. Anyways, if I had the money, I would hire Triple H to run my wrestling promotion. I like his style and what he does and what he has done and what he has accomplished doing the developmental system. I thought it's been awesome from day one. I wish he would keep running it. I wish they were their own brand. I thought that's what the plan was that once they went on TV. But, you know, just got can't let things be good. You know, can't let us have nice things. So we'll see where we go with NXT. We're really just, I'm giving it wait and see, but if I have to, I'll just be an AEW guy for a while until I like what I'm seeing in the product and I'll come back to it because wrestling is funny. It's so cyclical. Oh, great word. It goes through cycles and we might be going through that WWE cycle where it's shit. Excuse the language. I try not to swear on my own podcast. But that's it on that. Little long, almost 8-minute rant. Now the NWA, a wrestling show with history. The 73rd anniversary show that took place in Chase Hotel in St. Louis, the Chase Ballroom, a legendary venue for a lot of reasons for years. That's why they did a lot of TV and stuff, hosted the event. The night before, they had the Empower, which was the women's only show, and it was a good show. I didn't watch all of it. I did watch what I consider, to me, the main event is always the title match, and that's Camilla versus Legit Lacey. Lacey. Why can't I? It was a great match. It was a great show. I know that Mickey J was the producer. I thought one of the cool things on the show with Glenn. Oh, my God. Let me just butcher every name tonight. Kim. It was just done well, the entire thing. I wish they do more of this. I don't care what kind of wrestlers you are. I just want good wrestling. And it was a fun little card. And then they had the men's, well, not the, just the men's show. You had the 73rd anniversary show, and there are two notable matches. Was one, well, two notable things. Was one, the Ric Flair looking good for a man his age and the miles that he's put on that body, did his came out and shot about a 15-minute promo. He had all the time in the world he needed because he's Ric Flair. It was awesome. It was Flair at his best, banging people, talking about the history, telling stories. And I enjoyed the blue suit that you had, Flair. Please let him speak more on being Ric Flair. It looks like he's going to be involved with AEW. I'm just waiting to see when. Who knows? All Out this weekend when he comes out with Andrade. And the other one was Trevor Murdoch beating man was born in Fredericton, Missouri, beating Nick Aldis, who is really the best modern champion of NWA there's been. I love his style. Beating him in about a 17-minute match. It was pretty good. It's actually a pretty good match. Good crowd. I don't know how hard it was to see because the way they got the crowd, it was not stadium seating, it was ballroom. So everything's ground level. John Goodman did the promo before it. It was really good about the history of all the chase and what it meant. But I don't know why I just went on that rant. But Nick Aldis lost to Trevor Murdoch. Now, where does this go from here? I don't know. I kind of thought it was an interesting way to lose. I guess you can't rescue yourself off every railroad track when you're tied up. But Nick Aldis did lose. Where they're going to go with Nick Aldis, I don't know. I still want to see the title on. I still want to see the title on AEW. I want to see a tie-in. I want to see Cody Rhodes go after. I'd like to see him to beat Trevor Murdoch and then Nick Aldis go after him again. I think there'll be some fun matches there. But doesn't seem like that's in the cards right now. But maybe as things are opening up, I guess we're opening up. We're still seeming to be living in this weird COVID world anyways. I'd love to see the NWA more involved, even though the women's title hasn't been involved a lot. We'll see where we go from there. But it was a fun little show, and I hope you get a chance to check it out. I can't wait till they do their next one. Excuse me. Hopefully in a bigger event. Last topic is All Out. All Out, which will take place Sunday. Well, I guess not Boo because I'm coaching Saturday, so it's on Sunday, which I won't be home until late to watch it because I will be coaching Saturday night. Saturday night I'll be coaching. Sunday night I'm hosting another U.S. soccer party, U.S. versus Canada, the Canucks. And this is in the Now Arena, which they have hosted several of the events. I think the most worthy was All In, which was the largest independent show ever presented by Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks. It was a marvelous, marvelous event. They also hosted the 2019. Of course, they didn't host anything after that because, COVID. But it's going to be hosted in Chicago, and I'm curious what the main event's going to be. Now, the heavyweight title match between Christian Cage and Kenny Omega, it's a good match, but that's not the one we wanted. We wanted Hangman Page, but Hangman Page is going to be a bit longer. I'm still hoping for Vegas. but Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage for the AWA World Championship. Christian Cage has just recently beat Kenny Omega for the Impact title. I'm finally getting that correct since the TNT title. I think that's going to be the main event. What I'd like to see the main event be would be the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros, which is a great, if you got to see the end of AEW tonight, the Young Bucks and beat the crap out of Lucha Bros after the match, after their eight-man tag team match, and beat the crap out of Christian Cage leading into it. So it was in Chicago tonight. They'll Rampage will be in Chicago tonight. They also had CM Punk speak. And the first time we got physical in the ring and then set up the match, a little hype for Darby Allin and CM Punk. But if I like to roll the card out here, we have a five-man, we have a 10-man tag. This is pre-show. Best Friends versus Jurassic Express versus Matt Hardy, Private Party, and two, which is Angelico and Jack Evans. Then you have the women's number one battle royal, the number one contender for the AEW women's title. I'd love to see Thunder Rosa get it just so she can go after Britt Baker, because I think it would be a fabulous, fabulous card. But Anna Jay showed up tonight, so we'll see where the Casino Battle Royal is. And if you don't know what the Casino Battle Royal is, they basically, it's kind of their version of the Royal Rumble, even though why they don't do a Royal Rumble, because the Royal Rumble is the best event in wrestling. It's every, you have five wrestlers. Let me double check my rules on this. You have five wrestlers appear. I think it's every 3 minutes or 5 minutes. And then there's a wild card at the end. Don't know who that be. You have, I'm going to go, hopefully Thunder Rosa wins. That's my pick. You have John Moxley versus, and I cannot pronounce the name. Have you heard me pronouncing the names tonight? I'm not drunk. I'm just stupid sometimes. A Japanese wrestler who's been around a long time, made his debut in 91. He's held an All Japan world title. He's won the New Japan world title. He's a legend back there, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name because I'm going to absolutely butcher it. But he is facing John Moxley. Now, a lot of people wanted other wrestlers from New Japan to wrestle Moxley, but I think we're still waiting for the door to be completely kicked open. Other matches on the card include Paul Wright versus QT Marshall, Chris Jericho against MJF, all 25 years old of him. He is, if Jericho loses, he loses his, they say he must retire from the ring. Jericho keeps saying, and I don't know how they're not wording this, Jericho keeps saying if he loses, he will never wrestle in AEW again. I'm not sure where they're going to go with that. I will have my picks up Saturday because I'm not watching it live. So I'm going to try to post all my picks. We have Miro versus Eddie Kingston. That's going to be a brawl. I do think Miro will win that. What I think should be the main event, you have the Young Bucks versus Lucha Bros in a steel cage. I can see now the Lucha Bros winning that. Then you have the Doctor, Britt Baker, who is an actual dentist, and her boyfriend, who is free agent, who can appear tomorrow, I mean, any moment on AEW, Adam Cole, Bay Bay, because they screwed up on his contract. Sounds like they screwed up on his contract. Because they didn't realize that his contract was up. And someone got fired. My understanding is someone actually got fired for this. You have Kenny Omega versus Christian Cage. I think Kenny Omega is going to win this. He's going to hold the title for a bit longer. And then what maybe not, well, I don't know who wants to follow this match. CM Punk versus Darby Allin. You know, I'm not sure who's going to, that is one I'm not sure who's going to win. I honestly can't figure that out because, you know, CM Punk's first return to Chicago, you know, his first match back is in Chicago, or you give it to the kid, Darby Allin.
Don't know.
Now, it's interesting. You know one thing I made an interesting observation. The Pinnacle and the Inner Circle kind of I don't know why I want to say dissolved, but it's kind of disappeared. Dark Order have been having trouble. They're kind of disappearing. I think they're going to get back together once Hangman comes back. He is home with his new baby. I believe it was a baby girl. His first kid, so congratulations on that. Like I said, I think it'll be a fabulous card. The main event, not feeling the Kenny Omega match versus Christian Cage. I'm just not feeling that. But we'll see where we go from there. On that note, I think we'll wrap up the show. I think we'll just got 22 minutes is good enough. But I'm hoping that I'm going to do the show. I'm just not quite sure when next week. Please stay tuned on Twitter. Thank you for the support. The ones who have listened to it, this is David Chamberlain with Because Wrestling, signing